and teen at heart. Well, welcome everyone to a very special multi-generational service today. It is a particular joy to welcome you as we celebrate Unity Renaissance as family and as community. And I'm particularly delighted today to be teaming with this wonderful gentleman beside me. He's a seventh grader, Unitine, who's been at Unity Renaissance his whole life. Please join me in appreciating Lee McCullough, our student minister today. I really told Lee, all you have to do is just stand there, and you're so adorable that you don't have to even do anything. I'm embarrassing him. Well, it is a joy to welcome you and to appreciate the ways in which this community is special and the ways in which our light ripples out into the world. And we do hold Vision 4 together, a spiritually awakened world, living in peace, love, and joy. And in pursuit of that vision, we carry through on our mission, which is we transform lives that transform the world. And now I would like to invite Lee to lead us in our opening prayer.
I invite everyone to close your eyes, get comfortable, and take deep breaths in and out. We thank you, God, for everything you've done for us. We pray for everyone who couldn't make it here today that they're okay. We pray for everyone who is here that we will have a wonderful day. We pray for any hurt or sick loved ones that they are okay and getting better. We pray that you, God, are protecting the vulnerable and keeping everyone safe. Thank you, God, for all the blessings you give us and all the things you do for us. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. When you came in this morning, you should have received a piece of yarn. And Lee's now going to explain to us exactly what that's about.
The pieces of yarn you got when you walked in are called fuzzies. When it's time, we exchange them. You tie them around your neighbor's wrist as you behold the divine in them.
And we will let you know when it's time to do that.
Good morning. My name is Starlet Turns, and this is my grandson, Davion Turns. And we will be doing the daily word.
The word for today is love. Please join me as...
Go ahead.
As we read our affirmation together,
I openly give and receive the gift of love.
And our message reads, according to the Apostle Paul, the greatest gift of spirit is love. Spiritual love is deeper than romantic love and stronger than familial love. It is unconditional love and acceptance for all of life. As a divine being, I am always in the flow of love. I see it in the sun that shines on my face every morning. I receive it in a delicious breakfast and from my dog or cat showing affection. I am embraced in warmth, acceptance, and bliss. There is nothing I must do or be to receive love. I open my heart and say, thank you. As I receive, I also give. I see God in others and show them love. I accept and love them deeply without conditions.
I only give and receive love. The gift of love.
Our scripture verse is from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. And now faith, hope, and love abide. These three, and the greatest of these is love. Thank you.
I I invite you to take a deep breath in. Close your eyes and release. And just feel a great sense of peace moving from the top of your head to the tip of your toes. Like a beautiful flow of loving light. Let's take another deep breath in and release a little deeper. Tuning into our own heart. Tuning into our gratitude. Feeling the love of spirit. As we become quiet on the inside, we are better able to listen to our higher self, to the voice of our inner guidance, to what our heart is calling us to. I invite you to breathe into this place of deep peace. And open to whatever spirit is telling you. And listen in the silence. What a blessing it is to be on this journey together. To know that we have within us whatever we need for our highest good, for our greatest joy. We have all the courage and faith and strength we need to leave our nets, if that is ours to do, and to step forward in faith. We give thanks for the light of God shining so brightly in each of us and in our lives and in our world. And we invite the opportunity to say, Spirit, use me. Show me the way. For all these blessings, we are grateful. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Indigo, thank you for being so very brave, sweetheart. And know that we're blessing you with healing prayers, perfect wholeness.
Hello. My name is Emily Myers, and this is Shelley Merrill.
Hello.
I was asked to interview Miss Shelley, and I asked her what it meant to be part of Unity. And she told me that she first walked through the doors in 1972.
No, not true.
Oh, it was 1997.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
My life just flashed before my eyes.
So when she came in through the doors of Unity Renaissance in 1997, she felt right at home, and she just loved the energy that everyone brought when she first came through. And she has been a part of the church for a long time, and she is with the music team, and she's the director of the choir. And she just loves the church. And she said, I asked her what family meant to her, and she said, a place where everyone can come together and feel loved and accepted. And so she just loves the church.
And I love you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So when I arrived here in 1972, most of you weren't born yet, I did feel at home. And one of the things I thought about was, what if I had been here all my life? I came to the church early in my life, but not that early. And so one of the things Emily and I talked about was the fact that she has been here her whole life. She was pretty much born in the church. And not really, Shelley, wherever you are. But and she shared with me what a great experience this has been for her, full of joy, connectedness. And she shared, we talked about family, and she shared the fact that families do things together. They help each other. They do their chores together. And it got me thinking about how we together do so much more than each of us separately. When we come together, it's something bigger than us. And so for me, talking with Emily is like what might have been or what could be for my future. We both love music. Mm-hmm. We both love art. We both love dance. We both love nature. We both love ice cream.
Yes.
Had to mention that, since we have ice cream after the service. And Emily shared with me that when she grows up, she wants to be a teacher, and she hopes to work with Uniteens in the future and to work in the music team. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Eli, and I had an amazing conversation. I've connected with Gary before. He was my Uniteen teacher for a couple years. But having this conversation with him made me connect with him on a whole another level. I was able to learn what uni meant to him, and it means love and acceptance. And also, like, being able to go to activities in uni are very important to him. He's a part of the men's choir, the men's group, and he's a Uniteen teacher. And the future of Unity is very important to him, and he prays for the children every day. And I find that amazing, that how much love he gives and how much love he receives from this church.
My name is Gary. And I did have the opportunity to teach Eli for a year or two. And, you know, I look back on that, and I see him today, and I see the growth, and you know, it's just awesome to see the maturity. And so Eli shared with me that he's grateful that his father teaches the YOU, and he also likes the rallies, and the YOU have rallies, the Uniteens have retreats. And so I will just plug the bake sale today for the Uniteens, because, you know, it's not just buying some cookies, it's investing in the future of the people in this church. And Eli also volunteers. And so, you know, there are quite a few things that we have in common. And so I'm just grateful for the opportunity to reconnect with you. Thanks.
Thank you. Whew. Heart opening, isn't it? How blessed we are. You know, we live at a time and in a society where the concepts of family and community are changing radically. When I was growing up, way back when, the family unit was very narrowly defined as a husband and a wife and, on average, 2.5 children. And so there was no recognition of the many diverse and beautiful ways in which a family can be formed and experienced. Well, thankfully that has changed now, though it isn't always easy to be pioneering those new sorts of family structures. And if you have any doubt that the family has changed, I ask that you simply compare Ozzie and Harriet from the 60s to modern family today. Quite a contrast. And we know that the geographical family ties are stretched farther now than they have been in the past. Now it's not only common to have relatives who are in other parts of the country, but in other parts of the world. And our young people, and it's a beautiful thing, but our young people more and more are opting to go abroad for their studies, for service work, even for employment. And so the family unit feels this stretching, and any of you who have been or currently are in the military know how challenging it can be to be part of a far-flung family. So the family is changing, and so is our ways of being in community. You know, back in the day, we would get together, my parents would get together through PTA meetings and the Elks Lodge and the card games, bingo night, that kind of thing. That was the ways in which people came together on a regular basis. But now, of course, if we want to experience community, more than likely we go on Facebook or maybe Twitter or our smartphone. And so the common posture in today's society is really this. Not this, this. And I'm guilty of it too, so I'm not throwing stones here. And if we belong to any organization these days, it tends to be a huge mass membership organization that's national, like the AARP, where we really don't know people, we don't interact with people, we just pretty much sign up for the benefits. I share this with you today as a backdrop and as a reminder of how what we share here as family and as community is not only so very special, but so very important. About 20 years ago, a researcher named Robert Putnam, some of you may have heard of him, did a landmark study about the trends happening in our society and the ways in which we're changing. And he was looking particularly at civic and social engagement. And what he concluded from his study was that since the 1960s and 70s, Americans have been pretty systematically withdrawing from communities, from their involvement in communities. And he pointed to some of the examples I've talked about already, but also the fact that religious affiliation is way down, that no one comes to public meetings, public meetings anymore. And he points out that even the family dinner is becoming an endangered species. Then he uses one particular example that is kind of funny, kind of whimsical, but also very profound. He says that he was studying the trends in bowling. And he discovered that more and more people are bowling, that the activity of bowling has picked up. But at the same time, the organized bowling leagues are becoming obsolete. And so his conclusion was that more people are bowling, but they're bowling alone. Not exactly alone, maybe, but not part of a larger group. Well, he did this study about 20 years ago, but it isn't hard to see ways in which we still experience this kind of fragmentation that occurs or is occurring in our larger society. Think about it. More and more people are listening to music, but they're listening through headphones. They're listening alone. More and more people are playing games, but they're playing alone. More people are getting educated, but it's online classes where they're learning alone. I say this not to bum you out, but simply to appreciate how what we experience when we come together is so vital. The ways in which we feel this heart connection with one another, certainly feeling it today. That here we share our ups and downs, we share our joys, our life stages, People are here for each other, in the good times and in the hard times. And you may think, well, that sounds like a throwback to earlier times. And perhaps it is. But I think more importantly, it's our hope for the future. Because here is where it begins. And it's been so beautiful to see the ways in which love is expressed and caring and community manifests here. And you know that study that Robert Putnam and his colleagues did, they said there are two things that Americans can do to revitalize ourselves civically and socially. And the first is to encourage adults to socialize more, to join more groups, and to volunteer. And the second is to teach our young people how to be more socially connected. Isn't that amazing, and isn't that beautiful that that is exactly what we're about here? The coming together to give and receive, the sharing, being there for one another, and caring about our kids who absolutely blow us away with their bright lights. Oh, do we have our differences? Yeah, we have our differences. Do we have our challenges? Yes, we do. Things happen, people come and go. But there's always a greater something that holds us together and gets us through it, no matter what. And that something is love. Feeling it right this moment. And last week I had a particular experience of being really nurtured by the love of this community. Richard and I made a whirlwind trip down to Florida, 12 hours down, one day there, 12 hours back. And we went down there so that I could pack up my mother's belongings so that she and her husband can move into an Alzheimer's advanced dementia care unit, sorting through all the memories, all the belongings, and getting them packed up. Well, as you can imagine, and as many of you have experienced, that was a very trying trip, emotionally and physically. But when I went, I received from so many of you prayers and expressions of support. I'm there with you. You're going to be all right. Behold the light in her. Whatever it was, the prayers, the love, and I got to tell you, I felt it so strongly. And you've probably felt this before here too. You just feel this love that is indescribable. And it stayed with me the whole time. And I felt so blessed, as I do every single time I come here. You know, when we show up as family and community and this beautiful inclusivity of embracing all people and all expressions of God that come through those doors, we truly are following the example of our way-shower Jesus, are we not? Who, if he stood for one thing more than any, I believe it would be unconditional love and compassion. We follow in those footsteps. And even his extended definition of family beyond flesh and blood, that we see how we are all one in God. What a beautiful sight you are. I wish you could see yourselves. And so on this day, when we celebrate community, being one family, being one in God, sharing our journeys together, I feel so honored and so privileged and deeply touched to be a part of it all. Tuesday marks my 2-year anniversary here, and I have never experienced a place like this ever. And so on this day, we just open up our hearts to enjoy that we're family, that we're community, that we're one, and to truly celebrate all that we've done and who we've been and who we are and who we are becoming, all that is ahead of us. I love you, I bless you, and I'm honored by each and every one of you. At this time, I'd like to invite Deb Moorfield, who is our leader of our Oneness Blessing, to lead us in our meditation.
Thank you. I'm honored to serve as a prayer chaplain. Thank you, Paula. And I'm so grateful for the Unity family. We really do feel the love. So at this time, I'd like you to prepare for meditation by putting both your feet on the floor and lengthening your back and neck and relaxing your body. And gently close your eyes. And as you relax and come into breath awareness, allow yourself to take three deep, long breaths, just relaxing with each breath. If you'd like to invoke the presence of your powerful personal divine, call in the mighty I Am presence. And feel that presence like golden light, sinking in with each breath into every cell in your body. Feel this golden light, this loving energy, cleansing every cell, healing every cell, and energizing every cell in balance in your body. With your heart beginning to open, expand your consciousness to connect your heart with every other heart here in the Unity Church. On your exhale, push your consciousness out. As you become aware of all the love from all the hearts in the room, on your next exhale, expand your consciousness from your heart across the whole planet. Sending love and healing and compassion to all those in need. And allow yourself to go deeper into the stillness for a few minutes. in deepest gratitude, thank your divine, and slowly come back to the room. Amen. Thank you, God.